You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network.
Welcome to the YouTube Passive Income Show, where we talk about transforming your life, ditching the 9-to-5 grind, and sharing your passion. My name is Dennis Trufin, and I'm here to help you create freedom in your time, money, and work through the long-term growth and power of YouTube. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about having reached 100,000 subscribers and sharing my journey about it.
Welcome to the YouTube Passive Income Show, where we talk about transforming your life, ditching the 9-to-5 grind, and creating freedom in your time, money, and work with the power of YouTube. And now your host, Dennis Trufin.
Entire episode today. One really quick thing I wanted to kind of mention, and this will actually be in my story as well too, but like sticking with the process is always really important. I think about this podcast and, you know, even on YouTube, and taking breaks can obviously be a great thing, and we definitely want to be taking breaks when we need to. But I think what becomes really difficult is when those breaks start becoming really elongated, and it's really hard to sometimes get back on the horse to continue. And I think about this with like working out, and it honestly plays out in many different areas as well in my life, where if I slow down on working out, it's actually harder to get back on the horse than to maybe just slow down a little bit. So if maybe in the mornings I'm doing 15, 20 minute workouts, and one of the days I'm just not feeling as great to do so, going 5 minutes, even as like yoga or light work, is still helping move the needle, even though it's not as much as I normally do. And so I like to think about it as that on a day where maybe I'm not up for it as much, but doing 5% is effectively doing 100%. I like to see it that way. And so one thing I want you to kind of think about too is on the days that you're not feeling 100%, what does 5% of the work look like for you? So you can keep up just a little bit of that habit, just a little bit of that process, so that way you don't lose that momentum. And I'm not talking about like on something that's always every day, right? My workout thing is every day, every morning. But if you're saying, let's go ahead and give you the example of YouTube, because that's obviously what we talk about here. If with your YouTube channel, you're like, hey, I'm going to release one video a week, and all of a sudden you find yourself 2 weeks out and you haven't released anything recently, well, what does 5% of creating content look like? Does it mean a super basic video? Does it mean maybe, you know, just making an old video, maybe taking an old video and like revamping it? What does that 5% look like for you? And if you at least are aware of it now, when the time comes that those things happen, you're a little bit more prepared for yourself as well too. So just something to keep in mind. Know what your 5% looks like, because that will be 100% that day if you're not able to hit your normal levels that you can on a typical time that you're doing your work. Maybe, you know, even on your daily, whether it's like walking, reading a book, you know, doing anything that's healthy for yourself or the work that you're trying to accomplish as well too. Anyways, so just something I was wanting to kind of share with you in this process. So with that, let's go ahead and get today's episode started. So like I said, today's episode is having reached 100,000 subscribers and sharing the journey. And I just hit the 100,000 subscriber marker on YouTube back on January 10th, 2025. And so this is just a few days later. And so I've kind of like come down from the excitement level of having reached that milestone. And there's a couple things that I want to share. First off, I do recognize that typically in our episodes, we actually do share that focusing on subscriber numbers is not really kind of the goal. That's not what we generally put our focus on. Obviously, once you hit certain milestones, we do want to celebrate them, right? 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, a million, if you can get to that as well too. On a regular basis though, we don't want to put too much attention to it because it can draw us in. And that's actually something I do want to mention too, was I noticed as I was getting closer and closer to the date of like hitting that number, because for me, it was a math number and I kind of had an idea of when I was going to hit it. And so like, as I was getting closer, I did kind of catch myself almost distracted at my subscriber number, kind of like I was early on in the journey, which I've shared before, that it's a little bit of a cautionary thing that we want to kind of stay away from so we can really focus on the things that matter, which is, you know, improving our quality, improving the content, making more content, all those kind of things. Those actually really move the needle. So it was just kind of funny, you know, to kind of catch myself in that. Obviously, I let myself really embrace the experience. I was actually, you know, there to see the actual toggle, because if you didn't know, on YouTube, you can have like a live shot of your subscriber count. So as like people are subscribing, you'll see the number kind of churn. Put it on record so I can have it like recorded. It was really cool. And what happened while I was sitting there watching these numbers, because I was averaging a certain amount every single hour, so I kind of had an idea of like when to like really go in there and start recording. And so I started recording when I was at 99,996. So you see it go from 96 to 97, 98, 99, and then all the way to the 100,000. And in that time frame, I kind of knew I was going to do this, but like it hit me even harder while I was doing this, which was I wanted to kind of reminisce on my journey. And then I thought, what better thing to also do is to share that experience that I had in my own mind out to you guys here listening to this podcast. And so, yeah, let's talk about this. So I started my YouTube channel in May of 2017. So about 7.5 years ago as of this recording. And it was a really interesting time for me. This was actually the third YouTube channel, right? This is what I was thinking about in this time frame while I was looking at the ticker moving forward. And, you know, having failed multiple times, but then still kind of getting up is a really interesting experience. Didn't really realize this, but, you know, I tried YouTube, I mentioned before, a couple of times. I did a video game channel when I was much younger. And then back in 2016, I did a travel channel and learned that I didn't really want to share my travel experiences. And then it took a little while to kind of, you know, get back on the horse again to do the finance channel, which is what really took off and kind of got me to where I'm at today. And so, yeah, started in 2017, still didn't really have a lot of experience being on camera because even in the travel channel, it wasn't really me talking to the camera too often. It was mostly like B-roll almost the entire time and just kind of showcasing what we were doing. So being on camera was really nerve-wracking for me at the time. It was really awkward. I love telling people that I actually said the name of my channel wrong in the very first episode. So it's always really fun to tell people that, like, look, we're going to make a lot of mistakes. And, you know, that's obviously, I think, one that just kind of hits home for me all the time to know that, like, I'm okay. Like, if I could say the name of my channel wrong, the thing that I created, the thing that I put together there, and my wife helped me with the name, but to go through that process and, you know, say that wrong in the very first episode and didn't even catch it in my edits and then release that video. It still exists to this day. You can go watch it on the True Financials channel. It's great. Or in that video, I said True Financial channel. So that was a really interesting time. I was also just coming back from a year of traveling through Europe. So I needed to get a job again so I can start paying the bills. And so I was working full time. And then I was also really adamant about building out this YouTube channel. And then my partner was also building out a business as well. So I was helping her out with that. I was working a full-time job and I was wanting to build this YouTube channel. And I was really adamant about this working because I loved talking about finance and nobody around me wanted to talk about it. And so I wanted to find my people. I wanted to find my community. And YouTube just kept telling me, if like out loud, that like when I was watching these videos, I was like, man, I love the comments in these sections of the videos that are talking about finance. I want to build out that same thing for myself. And so, you know, I really got to work. I would say I definitely sacrificed a good amount of time early on. I didn't have a lot of like resources like we do today to really learn, you know, the methods that work best to improve maybe a little bit faster than I could have at the time. I was a little hard-headed as well. Some of you might be in that same case as well too, where I didn't really want to pay for anything and I wanted to really just do it all myself. And some of that was my frugality. Some of that was also, you know, just trying to make ends meet with just getting a basic job just so we can kind of pay the bills and then move this forward. Because I was so adamant about making this work that I was willing to give up a lot of time now, knowing that in the future that things would work out. Not guaranteed, obviously, but it did. And, you know, like I said, I was really hard-headed. So there was a lot of times where I just wanted to learn everything myself versus either paying for somebody to coach me or teach me things or paying other people to do other parts of the business that I wasn't good at, like the thumbnails at the time. If I had paid for some of those things or if I've gone through some of those coachings that were offered to me at the time, I might have been able to move a little bit faster, but I didn't, and that's okay. And I am where I am still. And so I'm still thankful for my experiences. And so I remember early on, I was really kind of this person who wanted to just share their insights into finance, how I saw money, how I was like fascinated by what I did with my money, how I budgeted my money. There was a long period of time where I would like share my budget with everybody, like what I was planning for the next month. And at the end of that month, I would share with people how my month went so people can actually see how I manage things. I like to think that I do a pretty good job of managing my money. So I was helping a lot of people. People were getting insights. They were changing their habits. They were doing similar things that I was doing or using the similar products that I was using. And so I would get questions from time to time in my comments where people were like, hey, you know, how do you do this? Or what are you using? And so then I started making tutorials every once in a blue moon, talking about some of the things that I would use. So for example, it actually started a little bit with a app called Ibotta, where you would like scan your products at the store or at home, and then you can have cashbacks the next time you buy that product. And so I would use it and I found out ways to like use it the best way possible to get the most bang for my buck and my time and how some of the app functions worked. And so I wanted to make a video teaching people about this app because I like saving money and I figured other people would too. And, you know, I released that video. And the ironic part was that that video did terrible when I released it. So I was like, whatever. I'll just go back to making my budgets, teaching people ways to save money, teaching people ways to, like, you know, earn a little bit more money from the side hustles and stuff that I was actually also doing, like Uber at the time. And as time went on, you know, those videos that I was producing on a regular basis were doing well, and I was growing an audience slowly but surely. And by slowly, I mean what felt like an eternity at the time. And the video that I made for Ibotta, which was the tutorial, just kind of teaching people about the overall app, started to do pretty well. Like, it was starting to gain traction. It started becoming one of my most popular videos every month. And I was like, well, that's weird. Like, it didn't do well for a long time. So I was like, okay, let me try this again. So I did another tutorial. It was about, like, T-Mobile's, like, free stuff app that they had for a long time. I don't know if it's still around or not. But I would do a video for that because I'd had people ask me questions in my budget videos where I was talking about how I have T-Mobile and sometimes I get free movie tickets or free whatever. And so people were asking that question. I was like, well, might as well make a video for it if I keep getting, you know, questions about it. Made that tutorial on how to redeem these rewards. And it bombed pretty badly compared to my other videos. And I was like, forget this. So then I just kept going back to making my regular content. And then weeks and months later, that video started to really pick up and trend. And I was like, what is going on here? Like, I keep trying to do these, what they call evergreen content. And, you know, it doesn't seem to be really working. And so I was like, okay, let me try it again. And I tried another video that was a little bit more tutorial based. And then again, it bombed. But I was a little bit more attentive this time. But in the interim, then I started also looking at more evergreen content and learning a lot more about what that means. And then I started looking at things that would be really relevant to people, not just tutorial based, but just, like, informative, rather whether they watched it today or a year from now or 6 months from now. So I made a video that was talking about, like, paying off your mortgage early, which, by the way, it's a very hot topic for people. People either love it or hate it, think it's a waste of money, thinks it's a great thing to do, whatever your option or whatever your opinion is on that. It's a video I made because I saw the power of putting $100 extra a month in towards your mortgage. And obviously, depending on your interest rate, that could be, you know, worthwhile, or it might not be the best use of your money. But at the end of the day, it pays off your mortgage earlier, which can be really helpful for a lot of people. I'm not one to tell people how to use their money, but I wanted to show them another way in case investing was a little out of the range. And that video didn't do super well at the beginning. And then it really started to pick up. And it picked up so much that it became, like, the biggest video on my channel for a while. I got a lot of heat for it from a lot of different people. But it really opened up my eyes to this whole notion that, like, if somebody watches that video today, like, that information is still exact, right? It's still the same. It doesn't change. The math that I did in that video is still true. Obviously, your interest rate is going to be changing. But even in that video, I gave access to, like, a calculator for people to, like, plug in their numbers based off their interest rates and everything. And then you can get an idea. And so what happened was I started to really pay more and more attention. And then, you know, I kept kind of doing my thing, and other stuff started happening while I was kind of trying to figure out what I was doing on YouTube, because I felt like I was, like, jumbling around a little bit with tutorials and then being a personality on YouTube. And so in between that, I started also feeling very, like, stuck. And then I started feeling a little alone, which is interesting, right? Because you think you're on YouTube, you have comments, people are talking to you, they want to get to know you, but it can feel pretty lonely. And so there was a little time where I actually started reaching out to other people, other content creators. And then I also started, like, making references on, like, my community posts that I was, like, getting a little burnt out, so to speak. And another YouTuber noticed that and kind of read between the lines. So he reached out to me, and him and I started talking on a regular basis. And then I started getting another person to talk to on a regular basis that was also a YouTuber. And eventually I kind of brought us all together and created what is now considered a mastermind, or what people would consider a mastermind. And in that process, that was massive. I think that was one of the, like, secret sauces I talk a lot about here on the podcast, because I don't think I would be where I'm at today had it not been for that group of people. And I do personally believe that a lot of them also gained so much value in being in that place, in that circle of other content creators, because it's hard. It's really hard to be doing something and working towards something and trying to get help from other people, but people don't understand you if they're not also in the game, so to speak, right? And so that was a huge, huge thing. And I didn't honestly intend for that to be the case, but it ended up being that case. So I have this group of people, some of the people you might have heard of before, but they were in this group, and we would just share our experiences, our journeys, the things that we were learning, because truth be told, we were all honestly flying by the seat of our pants at that time, and, you know, just trying to help each other. And we met every Monday. My thing was, look, I'm going to be in this room, kind of like a Zoom room type of thing, every Monday, whether anybody comes or not. I just wanted to be in this room, you know? And so sure enough, most of them were showing up every single week. And we would, again, help each other, understand each other, ask questions. Some of us were feeling great and supported the ones that weren't. In the other weeks, those people were feeling great and we weren't, and they were supporting us. And it was a huge, huge attribute to what happened next in my journey, which was, well, actually, before I get to that, I want to take a quick pause, because in this entire time here, while I was building out this group of people, I also got reached out to from a company who was doing this like conference, and they wanted to pay me to pretty much go across the US for this like adventure thing that they were doing for their conference. And I know that if I hadn't been on YouTube, if I hadn't been showing up in that space, I wouldn't have been offered this thing. So it's a really crazy journey. It used to be on the channel, but it got like pulled down because of like copyright issues. But essentially, I got paid to run across the US from like New York all the way to Vegas for this Money 2020 conference, I think it was called. And it was a wild adventure. I had to quit my job actually to be able to do it, and because I didn't have enough PTO while doing that and going to a financial conference. And it was wild. It was like a crazy experience. It's like one of those things where had I not been in what I was doing, if I hadn't been pushing myself to get out of my comfort zone, to do things that I haven't done before, I wouldn't have had this opportunity. And it was so amazing. I had a camera guy with me that was my friend. And yeah, we traveled. We went to a couple different states, places I've never been to. We traveled on Greyhound. We took flights. We took trains. We just did a whole bunch of cool activities. But I was given that opportunity because of the fact that I was putting myself out there. So just wanted to add that in there because that was also part of it. All the things I was thinking about in my experience. But going back to the story that I was mentioning, which was this group of people, the reason they were so pivotal to my growth was 2 years into doing YouTube, which is a long time already, right? 2 years. I started really paying attention to that. The videos that I teach people how to do things like tutorial based or, you know, educational based really resonated with people. They like the way I teach. And I had to sit there for about 2 months, honestly, kicking and screaming. And I know I talked about this in other podcast episodes, but I had to essentially push my ego aside. And these people helped me in this process. I actually cried on camera with them before because I was like feeling like I was going to lose out what I thought was supposed to be my journey on YouTube. And so when I came to the conclusion, you know, with all the data and then their insights and their support and their honestly, their love and care towards me of wanting to have the opportunities for my life, I took the plunge to make a huge shift in my YouTube career, going from what I thought was going to be a personality finance YouTube channel to a tutorial-based, education-based YouTube channel. And I'm so thankful for that group because doing that shift is what really changed everything for me. So instead of being right about what I wanted on YouTube, I wanted to win. Putting that ego aside, having those people support me allowed me to have the best success I've ever had. So when I did that transition, it was 2019 going to 2020. Obviously, it was like all that COVID stuff too. But what was crazy is that year, I was really obviously dedicated to doing this transition. So I went through this process. I started making only videos that were tutorial based. I still had some old videos that were like more like personality. So I was still kind of releasing those in between. But that year, 2020, I made more money working for myself than I ever had working for anybody else. So prior to that, like 2019, even when I had quit my job, I made a good amount of money, just not as much as I made working for anybody else. But 2020, I made a decent amount more working for myself than I had working for anybody else. And I know that all of that had stemmed from, like, you know, that group, the people that were there to support me and really paying attention in that journey, which was amazing, right? It was incredible. So, you know, continuing on in this journey, some of the other things I got to do was go to conferences. The conference I like to go to the most is called FinCon. It's a financial conference. And this is where a lot of entrepreneurs come in together that love talking about finance, whether it's investing or saving or budgeting or anything around finance. We all come together and we kind of share our insights on all the different platforms, whether it's blogging, podcasting, YouTube, you know, and then all the new mediums that come into play as well too. And in this space, I got to meet so many incredible people. It's actually how I met Dustin from Master Passive Income, who now him and I obviously are in collaboration with this podcast and some other work as well too. And it's an incredible space because had I not, again, put myself out there to go to these conferences, to be around like-minded individuals and things that I loved and wanted to talk about, I don't think I would be in the positions that I'm in today. And so like just seeing that in my own journey has been pretty incredible. And knowing that like what is possible for other people, which is why I share my journey, which is why I share my insights with you here on the podcast, because I want those kind of things for you as well. I want opportunities to show up for you. And I think those opportunities are there. We just get to put ourselves in those positions to get them. I wouldn't be in a position to have worked with Dustin Heiner at Master Passive Income and all the other work we're doing if I hadn't put myself out there. If if I hadn't started the YouTube channel, if I hadn't been consistent, if I hadn't been showing up, if I hadn't been improving, we wouldn't be in these kind of positions. And so, you know, him and everybody else I've ever met, the conference owner for that conference, plus any other conference I've gone to, like Vid Summit or even Podcast Movement I've gone to as well. There's so many great conferences that really have an impact on the journey that I've taken. And again, you know, why go to a conference if I'm not already part of that experience? And so, you know, doing the work that I'm doing allowed me to have great reason to be there and, you know, showcase who I am, what I'm doing, and also learn from so many amazing people. And being just in connection and network with other people has been a huge, huge success in my journey in this whole entire process. So going on from 2020, like I mentioned, now we had, you know, obviously COVID during that time. And it was a really interesting time in COVID because, like I said, I made more money for myself. And it was a really interesting part because there was a lot of people that were obviously losing jobs or didn't have, you know, the means to make some ends meet. And so it was like a juxtaposition of where I was and where I saw a lot of people at. And I wanted to obviously do more of the work that I was doing, because when I'm teaching people finances, I'm helping them in the small little avenues that nobody else is willing to do the work for. So it really actually galvanized me to do more of what I did, I think, best, which was hone in on the smallest things that maybe to other people might not seem important, but to the audience that I'm serving is probably one of the most important pieces to their financial journey. And what I mean by that was, I was like, okay, where are people getting stuck in their process of, you know, managing their finances or wanting to invest for the first time or needing to move money into their savings account? Because maybe just the idea of how to move their money into their savings account was a hurdle. So if I am that answer for their issues that were coming up, that meant that they can take the next step after that. And I'm not judging anybody for not knowing how to do something because it comes naturally to me or it's easier to me because that's the space that I'm in. And so it really continued to fine tune this like whole thing about education and tutorials and like who I am for the people that need me. And it was so inspiring because my mom had always taught me that if I take care of other people, I'll be okay. And this started to really showcase to be a truth for me. And I believe it to this day. And I believe that even for yourself, if you're somebody who's wanting to teach people how to do something or help them in their journey, because it gives them light, it gives them joy, it gives them a home, it gives them money, it gives them whatever, like you're going to be okay. Like you're going to be taken care of because you're taking care of other people. And so I really doubled, tripled, whatever number you want to say. I kept doing the tutorials. I kept improving on my skills. I kept learning SEO. I kept putting in this effort. And even during a time where it was really difficult for a lot of people, I stuck to it and I saw the results that started to come to fruition. So much so that in 2021, I had made more money than I honestly ever thought would be possible in one given year for the work that I was doing. And some of that was circumstantial based off of events in the world. Some of that was because of the effort and work and dedication that I put into my craft. And a lot of that had to do with putting in the work for the people that needed it most. And so that was like 2021 was just like mind-boggling for a lot of different things and gave me a lot of opportunities as well. I also spoke on stage. So I got to speak at different conferences, the FinCon one that I mentioned earlier for financial creators. I got to speak there a couple of times. I got to speak at a podcast event. I got to have different kind of engagements. Again, I got to really connect with different people that I otherwise wouldn't have had I just stuck to what I was doing before and not actually putting myself out there in the world with YouTube and with media and with just sharing the knowledge that I have, even if it felt like sometimes I was the lesser person in the space, which I know is not a great thing to think about, but it was the truth in some moments. But looking at where I'm at now, sticking to my education towards this topic, and even if I'm still teaching people on a more basic level, I've become very knowledgeable in the space and very confident in who I am and what I talk about and how I serve my audience, that when I'm in a space that somebody knows more than me, I'm there to absorb, right? And so like I've learned those things as well in this journey. So I think about all those things. Then I think about like my transition with my video skills, my editing skills. I think I was thinking a lot about all of these processes. And by the way, that ticker number went from 9,996 to 9,997, right? During this entire time period, just in case you're remembering why I'm sharing the story. is because I'm just sitting here looking at these numbers. And so, yeah, so I remember, you know, that work that I went into to become this person that I am today, of like being able to speak on camera. You know, the time it takes me to edit videos had dramatically decreased. The way my thumbnails looked have constantly been an improvement. Like, I remember, you know, even 2 years ago, you know, when I look at like thumbnails, I'm like, whoa, that seems really outdated now compared to where I'm at even to this day. And so, you know, I'm still doing that work. I'm still fine tuning. You know, I talk about Kaizen method all the time here, which is just that small improvement at a time. We're going to see results over time. And so 2021, again, was a really good year income wise, but also a really great year for my skills, my improvements, my knowledge on the space that I'm in. And then also just understanding YouTube that much more. The more I kept paying attention and the more I kept producing, the more I understood the platform, which is, you know, what I teach here. And it really just kind of continued to evolve in there. And then 2022 came by. We had a lot of things happen in life. And it was a really interesting time for me on YouTube, because early on in that year, I was still producing. I was still making content. And towards kind of the middle to like the back half of the year, I actually had slowed down. I had taken a little bit of a break, kind of took my foot off the pedal, so to speak, but I still was driving forward, right? So I just wasn't going as fast. Like, I actually even knew that I had slowed down enough to not meet certain goals or, you know, ideals of like where I'd want to be at that point. But I was also okay with it. And I'm definitely okay with it now too. I think there was a moment of like a little bit of regret having slowed down, but it was definitely what I needed. But here was the most beautiful thing. And that's kind of where this podcast, like the whole YouTube passive income thing, really started to start like culminating in my brain because of how 2022 really worked out for me. So having slowed down, having not made as much content, I really started to see the fruits of my labor go beyond my initial work, because up until this moment, it always felt like all the work I was doing was paying the income that I was receiving at that given time. I mean, I started off on YouTube making 0 cents, you know, for the first several months, and then, you know, started making a couple pennies a day, then a couple dollars a day, right? And then I would get paid out those sums. And I hadn't really stopped slowing down up until 2022. So 2017 to 2022, kind of going at very similar pace almost the entire time. And then I started to see what evergreen content, what producing hundreds of videos kind of really does for you. And this is why I speak on so much of this, is that when I slowed down, my income stayed so consistent that it was almost like I was having a regular job that I can kind of pretty much predict how much I was going to get paid. Because when you have a regular job and nine to five, you have an idea of like what your paychecks are going to be. As a content creator, especially for the first several years, I had zero idea how much I was going to make every single month, right? I had to like project or like plan halfway through the month because of, you know, what was coming in or the ad revenue that I was making. And when I had slowed down, I saw the consistency stay. The amount of money that I was making versus the amount of time I was actually taking to make the content had flip-flopped. And what I mean by flip-flopped was, like I said earlier, I was making videos for pennies an hour, if you wanted to like look at the, you know, pay per hour that I was actually making back in the beginning stages, to what I was doing now is almost flip-flopped. I was barely making any content, but I was making a lot of money per hour because of all the residual videos that have existed on the platform over the last couple of years that are just getting constant views, that are getting ranked, that are moving up in the rankings, that are getting viewership because they are important to the people that they're intended for, and they're valuable, so they stick around. And then we did the MAP method, where we were sending people from one video to the next, and that was just continuing to grow and grow larger and larger. So we just had this huge library of content that even when I'm not working is generating me views, which generate me income from ad revenue, which get me affiliate sales. Some of those are maybe even sponsored deals where like we got paid up either up front or on the back end. And this was just like mind-blowing to me that like somehow I am working less and making money still. And it really opened up my eyes even more to the whole passive income, because I already knew about the evergreen, but like passively making this money. Now, would it stay forever? Probably not, right? I still want to be relevant and I still want to make content because I love what I'm doing. But I definitely saw, I started taking those breaks where I wasn't releasing anything for weeks and sometimes even getting up to months going between 2022 and some part in 2023, where yeah, those months started to kind of creep in between, but I didn't see a significant drop. I've talked to a lot of YouTubers who would say something along the lines of, yeah, if I don't release 3 videos this week, my views go down 60%, so my income goes down 60%. And I was just like, I don't know what that feels like. and it feels like torture to me because it feels like I had to stay relevant regardless. Versus, well, if I make content that's irrelevant or is relevant irregardless of when it's being viewed, that's what I want. So it continued to hound in on, or sorry, not hound in, it continued to really hone in on this whole passive income, not just evergreen content. And it was a beautiful thing. And I definitely needed that. And I'm very thankful for myself to have put myself in that position, but also the environment, the YouTube algorithm, the people that work on YouTube, but also like the friend group that I had with the mastermind and the people I've learned from at the conferences that I went to, the people I met with that like kept me going as well too, and my partner, my family as well. All of this had led me to have success even while I wasn't capable of being at my fullest, which is always really important to know that like it's okay to kind of step back a little bit, knowing that like passive income is still coming in for us as well. So that was still going through my head. And then the ticker goes from 9,997 to 9,998 and like rotates there. And this is all happening again in that same time period, just thinking about all this stuff. And then so 2023 is here. And again, early parts, we had slowed down quite a bit. I also have multiple YouTube channels as well too. Kind of forgot to mention that, but that had come in at some points in like 2020, 2021. I had opened up a second YouTube channel and a third YouTube channel and a fourth one. It's a little addicting once you kind of master this aspect of it, of like evergreen, you want to take it into the other avenues that you're really passionate about. And that's what I did. I did one for investing exclusively. I did one for businesses exclusively. And I did one for like board games as well too. So I just had like all these YouTube channels just like kind of popping out everywhere. And so that happened as well too during that time period. And honestly, love them. Some of them make some money. Others don't really do much, but they are a passion, kind of like a journal for me. But yeah, other ones also make me some good money as well too. So that all happened. And then in 2023, I went through some deep learning and trainings to understand myself a little bit better and kind of get better internally as well too. And I had a really tough time giving up control in my business. And so I kind of wanted to figure out a little bit of like what was going on there. And so eventually towards the end of 2023, I ended up hiring somebody to come help me out in my business, which I had pretty much never done before. I've had like guest help and stuff like that from time to time, but never somebody that was like paying them on a regular basis to be inside of my business, to see the back end of my business, to see the mess that was in my head all over the place. And so this was a great part of the business because now that I was getting ready to kind of rev back up into the next era of the YouTube channel, this person helped me kind of structure the business a little bit better, have it all on paper. We use Notions and it like looks all clear now. And like anybody that wants to come into my business has an idea of like how everything functions because it's not in my brain exclusively anymore. And so that was a really valuable thing. So giving up some control, even though it wasn't always exactly what I wanted to do, that other person really took the business to another level to help us structure things at a clear space. And that was really important. In 2024, we definitely saw some really great growth, especially after the slowdown that we had and for ourselves as far as action. But that income was so consistent that this was like the next level that we wanted to take, which was bringing somebody on, seeing if we can, you know, increase the amount that we were doing based off of having more people, because obviously that's kind of the goal there. And that was a huge, huge undertaking for myself. And the first several months from late 2023 to like almost mid 2024, it felt like it was more work sometimes to have a second person with me than it was to just actually do it all myself. But I didn't give up. I kept going for it. And honestly, I finally got to that point where that person was capable of doing things on their own without my help. And it felt like almost like an instant shift where it felt like forever to get to that point. But then once it got to that point, it really was a huge shift where they took on so many of the things that I either couldn't do on my own because I was so busy with other things, or they took things off of my plate that opened up new opportunities for me. And then we saw some really great opportunities with brands, which I typically didn't like, but now we did. And then we saw some great opportunities for increasing our payouts with affiliates and just really good like symbiosis of like the overall business and how it functions and how we can move forward and grow it. And that was in a really incredible time. It also gave me the time for this podcast as well too. So that way we can kind of continue to share the insights that I love to talk about, which is, you know, how I do YouTube and how I grow it. And so that all led to having this opportunity as well, which was also in 2024. And while we're talking about that and thinking about that, that's when the numbers went from 9,998 to 9,999. So I'm just sitting there and like almost everything else goes blank for a second. I'm just like staring at these numbers, by the way. Again, this was my entire journey that I was thinking about all in like the span of what, six or four subscribers joining onto the channel. So it was fairly quick in the mind, but overall it was a really long journey all at once happening in my brain. And so I just stare at these numbers now, having thought about everything and where we're at now in 2025, just beginning the next, you know, chapter that we're going into, and, you know, seeing that number change from that five digits over to six digits and seeing that 100,000, it was like just a really incredible feeling of accomplishment, of the hard work that went into it. Seeing six digits over five was mathematically for me just like a beautiful thing, but realistically it was all the people that we've impacted. You know, at that point I think we had like 20, when I checked about it, it was like 23 or 24 million views on the channel with this 100,000 subscribers. So I know we've impacted way more than 100,000 people, right? So to us, like, look at that number of like 24 million views, we're just like, that's a lot of people that we've supported over the years. That's a lot of people that we've impacted, that we've helped on our journey, helped them move forward and help them continue on with the things that they wanted to do. And we were in some ways in contribution to that. And I definitely cried. And actually, I didn't cry because of the number change. What I ended up doing was, right after that, I went to go watch my original video because I wanted just to see where I was. And then I brought up like one of my most recent videos that I just edited and had them like side by side. And I just cried. Like, I just watched the entire video and that, oh, I'm getting a little teary here. That 7.5 year younger version of myself has no idea what's to come in his journey to get to where I'm at today, but knowing somehow, without knowing exactly what, that it's going to be worth that journey. And the difficult times that he's going to have, the great times he's going to have, the challenges, the opportunities, the happy days, the sad days, the disappointments, the cheers, it's all going to be there for him. And I could see that in his eyes. Like, it was just so wild to have experienced that. And I think that reflection is really important for this continuation. And, you know, wanted to share that with you guys because it meant a lot to me to be able to do that. So, you know, now it's just on to the continuation of the work that we're doing and the journey and the difficult times and the good times and the times we're going to cry and the times we're going to cheer, you know, that are going to come from this moment on moving forward to the next either milestone or the next thing that we want to achieve in the business as well too. So today's episode is just about that. Just about the journey going to that 100,000 marker. And I do hope that you are continuing your journey with YouTube and the things that are going to come up for you, whether it's going to be the good days or the bad days. It's going to be the, you know, opportunities and the, you know, the difficult times. But all I can tell you that is it's going to be worth it so long as you stay with it. So that's all I have for you today in this episode. Of course, any resources will always be in the show notes down below if you want to check out any of the things that we utilize in our business here as well too. And until next time, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you again for listening to the YouTube Passive Income Show, which is part of the Master Passive Income Network. Now, in this episode, we talked a lot about some resources, which we'll have linked up in the show notes down below for you, including our 7 days to uploading your first YouTube video, which is going to be a checklist that's entirely free for you to utilize. Again, in the show notes down below. Have a fantastic day, and I'll talk to you next week.